Religious and dear parishioners, we've seen obviously some worrisome things in the last few weeks. When we see the violence and rioting, I'm not opposing the protests that people feel they need to make, and I think definitely some justification there. But when it comes to the rioting and violence and the wantonness, we know what the causes of this is. It's rebellion against God, you know, committing sin, people feeling justified and doing terrible things. And I know one of the factors has to be fatherlessness. That's definitely a very powerful factor in many of the problems and evils that we face today. I say this because not only does our Catholic faith teach us and right reason instruct us that fathers are critical in the upbringing of their children. Just as the mother in her role is, so is the father. It's not just enough, as we know, to bring new life into the world. It takes upwards of 20 years to form the character and instill the good habits and help the child to develop where he or she can then become the productive and good member of society as a whole. So, not only does the faith teach us this, history teach us this, right reason teach us this, but the social science absolutely proves every bit of data out there on the studies on parenting and childhood show the critical importance of fatherhood. But in a talk I was listening to recently on fatherhood, you see why we're having these problems, because there are so many fatherless children in our country. According to the 2016 census, 2 out of every 5 children in America is growing up fatherless, missing out on that critical component of his or her upbringing. And again, the social science itself proves that children who have a father involved in raising them, they're more balanced, they have better test scores, they have just, on every level, they do better. 2 out of 5 children. That means 17 million children in our country do not have, as of 4 years ago, are without the father's involvement and role in their daily lives. That explains a lot. As a matter of fact, they even think that that's a low estimate. It could be upwards of 30 million children. And again, without the father's involvement and role, children will develop more problems. There will be more crime. There will be more problems. And as I speak of fatherhood today, I'm in no way devaluing or minimizing the importance of motherhood. Each has their role to play. Each has unique things to give that the other one cannot give. So there's no debate, there's no doubt, there needs to be no discussion about whether fathers are important or not. On every level, it's proven. And of course, no father is a perfect father. But he has to just try and be there. Now, this talk that I was listening to was not on the supernatural level, but even on the natural level, again, the point is so clear. They need to be involved. Fathers just have to spend as much time as they can with their children, despite their imperfections, their failings. Nevertheless, just have to be there. Keep trying, and it makes a great difference. You know, this a few days ago, I had actually 4 or 5 days going on mass circuit last week, and I stopped at a rest stop, stretched my legs, and I wanted to soak up some vitamin D, a great killer of germs, as we all know. And I went over to there was a bench there that has a rock, a constructed backdrop to that. And there was obviously a state-paid worker there. And I drew near to see what he was doing. What was he doing? He was removing graffiti. And he saw me there, and we started to strike up a conversation. He asked, you know, what I was doing, and I asked what he was. I could see what he was doing, and you know, as I saw all the graffiti that he had to try to spray off these rocks, he tried power washing it, and that wasn't working. So I had to use a solution. The thought that came to my mind is, where were these children's parents? Children who are raised right don't go and do graffiti. That's breaking the seventh commandment. It's damaging the property of others. And the man agreed with me. He says, yes. And then he said, that's what the lady that was just here conversing with me a few minutes ago, that's what she said too. Where were the dads? Where were the moms? As a matter of fact, he said, the lady told me probably their parents were doing the same thing when they were younger. Again, a failure to teach, to instruct. So fatherhood and motherhood are the God-given components for the raising of children. Of course, they can't do it on their own. It's only by the grace of God, which they get on their knees to beg for every day. Help me to be a better father, to be a better mother. Help me to teach the children what they need to do, to instill into them those values, that character, those virtues. And of course, we as Catholics know it's not just for this life. Even for this life, even on a natural level, these instruction, guidance, formation has to be given day in and day out. But we know as Catholics that most especially, we are, as parents, you're forming your children to be citizens of heaven one day. That's what it's really all about. And of course, the better the citizens for heaven they're formed to be, the better citizens they will be here on earth. The more contributions they will make, the better they will produce and be part of this larger society in which they have to live. But there's, again, the part of the challenge, it's not just the children's fallen human nature, but they live in a society that's so worldly and really draws them away from God. You have to teach your children to live in the world, but not be of the world, not to have worldly values. And it's so easy for them to adopt those worldly values because it gets in on them from all sides. Billboards advertise how to commit sin. I'm thinking of the marijuana billboards. or just, you know, in decent address or attire that's unfortunately portrayed at times. The media, the internet, the television. What does the television teach children? It teaches them how to commit sin. That's why they have to be shielded from it. Not everything on there, but many a thing. This is how you commit sin. This is how you break God's Ten Commandments. This is how you live a worldly, materialistic, self-seeking life. You know, when you look at the overall message of the world, does it teach self-sacrifice? It really seems to teach selfishness. And that certainly doesn't help the young people as they embark on their vocation in life, whatever it may be. Religious or priesthood would be the greatest, of course. You have to be unselfish. In married life, you have to be unselfish. You have to sacrificially give. Father Gilchrist gave an excellent fervorino at the wedding yesterday and just explained, you know, how they need to give and serve each other in marriage. And of course, even in the single state, one has to be self-sacrificing. The media will teach children how to be impure, how to be immodest. Dads, part of your big challenge is to be pure. Today we have the model of purity itself, one of the special patrons for youth, St. Aloysius Gonzaga. This local Vatican II university is named for him, but I really doubt that they understand or know even about the holiness of his life. He was an angelic youth. He was so pure. And he entered the Jesuit order. This is how humble he was. He felt, even though he was living such a pure life, he said, "I'm a crooked piece of iron, and I need to hammer myself straight through the discipline of religious life." So, truly one of the most outstanding saints, known for the virtue of purity especially. The collect for today is, "O God, bestower of..." The commemoration, I should say, which we don't do in a high mass, by the way, but, "O God, bestower of heavenly gifts, who in the angelic youth Aloysius joined wondrous innocence of life to an equally wondrous love of penance, grant by his merits and prayers that we who have not followed him in his innocence may imitate him in his penance." So we certainly have to strive for that repentance of sin. Be truly sorry, ever more deeply sorry for our sins. Repent of them. Make up for them. Strive for that virtue of purity which he had. Just, you know, we won't reach his degree, but be inspired by that, to see the value and the beauty of this wonderful virtue. It's a most delicate lily, and it's easy to tarnish. It's easy for it to suffer. I'm also reminded of the epistle for today. "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, goes about seeking someone to devour." That's what we're up against. St. Peter, the first pope, reminds us of that. Imagine if we had a zoo here in Spokane, and, you know, the lion got out, and he hadn't eaten for a couple of days. Do you think we would be blissfully strolling the streets of Spokane? No, we wouldn't. Nobody would, because of this lion. And he might not just roar. He might just sneak up stealthily on you and devour you. So it is a battle. But that's where the merit comes in for us, that we resist the devil, we resist the world, we overcome our fallen human nature and grow in the true love of God. This Sunday is in the octave of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We just had that magnificent feast on Friday, and today's gospel is very much about the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, going after, you know, the lost sheep, or, you know, those that, it goes to show the love of God in going out for those who seem to really have the biggest problems. Jesus loves the repentant sinner. This is an inspiration for fathers to really go out of their way to show their love for their children, extend themselves for their children, and as I said earlier, just to make it a point to spend time with them. The more time, the better. It's all part of his fathering, instructing, guiding, protecting, giving counsel. So again, Father's Day is not a religious observance, but still a great day on which we can reflect upon this gift of God. So let us pray for all the dads, and we can all help. Even if you're not a father or called to be a father, obviously women and girls, you're not called to be that, but support that role, pray for that role being fulfilled. And of course, support and pray for the fulfillment, all of us, of motherhood, of mothers in their role. So God bless parents, God bless you, and we pray for you and assure you of our support as you go through this wonderful role and mission that you've been given to raise your children and to give them to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.